Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Is just around the corner, and if you don't feel like hitting the malls again, sit back and grab some of that good old spiked eggnog and let us entertain you, darling. Portia is out today, but filling in for her is the one and only, the beautiful Eva Marcio. Hey. Welcome back to the show, girl.
Thanks for having me.
Later, it's day two of our clapback countdown of 2018. Find out who came in at number 9. Plus, a gorgeous model and reality star says she had almost no friends as a kid. Do we believe her? Probably not. You'll have to stay tuned to see. Headcrack, what you got?
Okay, well, Matthew McConaughey, this dude has had the career that most actors dream of. I mean, dude's an Oscar winner. He's had iconic roles in Time to Kill, Dallas Buyers Club, and even more. I mean, even his car commercials is dope.
Yes. Oh, yeah. And Lincoln.
I know he won a Lincoln now because of him,
me
man.
Me too.
Yeah, he makes it look cool. Mm-hmm. And who doesn't love that catchphrase? All right, all right, all right. So it's shocking to hear that there was a role that he regrets not getting. It seems like he got everything he asked the universe for. So he told The Hollywood Reporter, I went and auditioned for Titanic. I wanted that. I auditioned with Kate Winslet. Had a good audition, walked away from there pretty confident that I had it, and I didn't get it. And I never got offered that.
Aww.
But I think everything worked the way it was supposed to, because
yeah.
Can you see Matthew McConaughey in the tights? He's
Leonardo
too tall.
He's too scruffy. Like, he's like a man's man. Leo was like
a boy.
Yeah.
In the beginning.
Yes.
You know?
It's like, an angelic quality
so
to him.
You're so stupid, Rose.
Well, Matthew would have been as cute as Kate. I think that was the issue, too, because he is definitely an attractive man.
He could have played the husband.
Yeah.
In the Titanic that Leonardo DiCaprio was trying to, like, get away from.
Yeah. Yes, he would have been great as the husband.
So have any of you guys ever wondered what would have happened, like, you know, like if you would have went right instead of left with certain situations?
Ooh, yeah. I think about that. I just thought about that yesterday.
What was it?
It's like with this here job. I mean, you know, I could have gone to another job, but I stayed at this job. Because, you know, it's always good to stay with what you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I stayed with what I knew instead of going for the money.
Any regrets?
I don't know.
Nope, I'm glad I did. Mm. I'm glad I stayed with what I knew.
Well, sometimes change is good, though.
A lot of times.
Change is good, but change didn't last.
Oh, okay.
So change.
We need our change to last.
Right.
We need change to change.
That change in Coinstar.
Okay. Well, mom and actress Kristen Bell keeps it real about marriage and motherhood. Well, when she was on the Marc Maron podcast, Kristen admitted something that might get her the bad mom title in real life.
Mm.
Take a listen.
I like my vape pen quite a bit, and I smoke around my husband, and it doesn't seem to bother him.
Nicotine vape or weed?
No, weed.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't bother him?
Mm-mm, not at all.
How much do you... So, I used to love weed.
Oh, yeah, weed rules.
I know.
Weed's my drug of choice, for sure. I'm not an addict, so I don't ever think, I'll do this 5 times a day.
What do you mean?
I can't do it around my kids, which is a phenomenal amount of hours each week, and then,
so,
you know,
like, at night when you just...
Yeah, like, once a week if I'm exhausted and we're about to sit down and watch 60 Minutes, why not?
Does it make Kristen a bad mom because she likes to smoke weed, y'all?
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
She smokes weed because she's a mom.
No, it doesn't.
And is she wrong for smoking weed in front of her sober husband?
Yes, both. She's wrong. On both. First of all, around your kids, honey, that's drugs.
She said she doesn't smoke around
the
kids.
She doesn't, but she probably does, honey. Well, around her husband trying to be a recovering drug head.
I totally doubt he's recovering from a weed addiction.
Yeah, that's not
exactly.
Doubt.
one weed, that's a gateway to crack.
Listen, you sound like the DARE commercials. Yeah.
That's because you've never tried anything in your life.
I think it's just like sex. Why would you have sex in front of a sex addict?
Well, why are you having sex in front of anybody, Gary? Well, I mean, outside of your partner.
No, Gary,
why
is
your
nose like running? You feeding for that pee. You feeding for that weed. That's what's wrong. You said it, your body just start reacting. Well, and your nose just start running. Well, we know the younger royals, like the Duke and the Duchess of Sussex, want all of us to believe that the royals are just like us. But not Prince Charles, honey. Word on the street is that he's so demanding that his nickname is the Pampered Prince, okay? Yeah. And we found out just how pampered this man is because in the Amazon Prime documentary called Serving the Royals Inside the Firm, the royalty is spilled all about the Prince of Charles and his demands. Check this out. The 70-year-old Prince of Wales has to get this. His shoelaces has to be pressed flat with an iron dollar.
Really?
His bath plug has to be in a certain position and the water temperature has to be tepid. He has to have people squeeze 1 inch of toothpaste onto his toothbrush every morning. And he brings his own damn toilet seat with him when he travels.
What?
Right. Is he secretly crippled?
Yeah. Like, that's grand, bitch.
He's privileged. He got somebody carrying around his toilet seat.
Yeah, bitch, I'm not going to put my ass on the seat. Your ass was on.
Honey, no, it's called a seat
great
cover.
Idea.
We remedied that years ago with things called seat covers.
If I had somebody to walk around me and carry me my toilet seat, I'd be like, honey, get out my toilet seat. I got to go poo-poo.
That's right, babe, honey.
I'm going to smile every time I see him walking with a briefcase from now on.
Right. Oh, you better know it's in like a gold case or something.
How old is the prince?
70.
That's all right.
That's enough time to figure out how to do your own chores.
But you remember once upon a time they said Jennifer Lopez had a damn nipple tweaker.
Care?
Yeah.
It's also called a sexual partner.
That too, then. Yes, that's what they said she has, so that's grand.
What is it?
I want to fluff it when I get money.
Nipple tweaker.
To fluff what?
My cakes.
All right, y'all, so it's holiday season, so it's easy to go overboard and overeat. And once the holidays are over, we feel super guilty about it and promise that January 1st, we're going to do better. We're going to hit the gym.
Scout's honor.
Yeah, we're going to level up. But actress America Ferrera says that she's decided not to beat herself up about weight and overanalyzing her diet because she's sworn off the scale.
That's smart.
It is.
I mean, didn't you just have a baby?
She did have a baby, and you can't be a hostage to the numbers sometimes.
You can't. Yeah.
It's about how you feel. If you feel good, you're
exactly.
good.
Exactly. True. And social media will make you think that, like, you have to snap back, and so many days you have to drop this 40 pounds. It's just unrealistic. Some people have a faster snap back than others,
right.
And I think it's very healthy for America to be like, I'm going to eat what I like to eat. I'm not doing the scale. But what you should do is try the clothes. Don't do the scale. Do the clothes
test.
That's what
test. I do. I don't use the scale. I use my clothes.
Really?
Get them, honey. Yeah, you know, sometimes they get too tired. I just inhale to get in them.
Yeah, because sometimes the scale don't move.
Yeah.
It'll still say the same thing.
But then your body moves.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, the waistline of them pants is going to let you know.
Yeah.
Oh, they will.
And them holes on that belt.
They're
definitely going to give you the scoop. So she gave birth earlier this year to her son, and like most people, she struggled with her body. She told Health Magazine about it, and she said, more than anything, I just try to be aware of how does what I eat make me feel. Do I feel better? Do I feel energized? Does this make me tired and not feel great? And that's the thing. Sometimes when you eat bad food, you instantly feel bad.
You do.
Or called itis. Like, I like to eat bad food and go to sleep.
Yeah, see.
It's not so much bad food. It's just food that's filling. And then you just go to sleep.
Food
but
that's
I eat what I want.
Fattening.
Well, yeah, that's
like a smothered pork chop
with extra gravy,
with some cornbread, with some black eyed peas.
The holidays are
and
among
some
us.
Mac and cheese. Yes, coming soon.
A little hamburger with a donut bun.
Oh my God, head crack.
That's just you went too far.
No, they got a breakfast sandwich like that too.
Yeah.
Only in the South. We have something like that in LA. It's called gluten free wrap, and you put egg whites in it.
Ew.
Well, that ain't the same. Y'all
that don't even
grass
sound
and
good.
Y'all damn food in LA, and everybody on a diet out there.
Yeah, everybody look like they in shape, though. Like, certain parts of the
looking
country
good
you go
out
to.
Way.
Yeah, I ain't mad
good.
At them. I ain't mad at them.
Look
looking
like.
Good.
You walk down the street and want to hide, will you?
After the break, y'all, it's finally the best segment of today. My segment, of course, is What the Fashion. When we come back, don't go anywhere.
Dish Nation.
I have a special shout out to all my ladies out there doing their thing. Whether you grinding, making moves, or just being bosses, I see you. But whether you're taking care of your family or taking care of your business, please don't forget to take care of you. And Ritual Essential for Women is here to help you do just that. Now, ladies, Ritual Essential has created this vitamin just for us. From D3 to omega-3, Ritual fills the gap in our diets. I just started taking Ritual, and I'm so happy to know that I'm getting the 9 essential nutrients that most women lack. I love that Ritual is transparent on their label, and it's all vegan-friendly and gluten-free ingredients. And for all you moms-to-be, the Ritual Essential Prenatal is conceived to deliver the proper nutrients that a woman needs at every stage. So, ladies, whether you're living life or creating it, why not add some good-looking science into your daily routine? Visit ritual.com/dish to start your ritual today. Again, that's ritual.com/dish.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey.
Time for
What the Fashion.
That's right, honey, and this one right here. I'm a little on the fence about LeBron James. Now, I'm not exactly sure what to think about this, but I know he calls himself King James, but I've never seen a king wear such a thing. Take a look.
Definitely just chilling in the kitchen, minding my own business, and
I'm getting ready for bed.
This comes walking around.
I'm getting ready for bed. I don't know what y'all on, but this is my night.
Looks like you about to bounce up out of here.
Now, what in the basketball is this mess? Now, Savannah doesn't want to see her man walk around in this, y'all. I'm sure she does.
Why?
I thought it was a
And it's basketball cute. Is his life.
Well, I'm sorry, because a lot of my friends that saw that they was looking for other stuff and they just couldn't see much. But, honey, I mean,
the
balls.
You looking for the under the balls.
And they were just not visible.
It was cute.
I think it's cute. And I think his wife had got a kick out of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I wonder what he got at his other houses with them. But he's going to sleep with them.
We're not doing that, Gary. Mm-hmm. We're not going to do that. His pajamas were cute. Let's move on.
Very cute.
Thank you.
Now, I have another What the Fashion, y'all, for you guys. And childlike, mother-like daughter, honey. Now, Miss Madonna's daughter, Lourdes, was spotted on the red carpet of the 2018 CFDA Vogue Fashion Fun Awards in New York, showing more than most, honey. Now, y'all, tell me what y'all think.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, this is a true what, the fashion. Heavy emphasis on the what.
Yeah, it looked like she's mummy wrapped a little bit, and it's just torn apart, tore the tissue.
Or like somebody toilet papered a person.
Yeah.
And then she put a diaper on.
Yeah. I didn't like her shoes. Looked like she had on a kitten heel. She should have had on a pump.
But
I kind of liked the little pamper thing because, I mean, if she didn't want to get up from the award show to go to the restroom, she could just use a diaper. So that was cute. Well, you don't think that? I mean, I carry mine, so I mean, hell, because, you know.
Do yours have lace on it? Let me see.
Jesus.
Yeah, mine have lace.
And it's gray.
Yeah, just like hers.
Well, Lordy, she got you a friend in Gary.
Somebody you can depend on.
Okay.
All right, now moving on. It's time to continue the 2018 Best Celebrity Clapback Countdown.
Yeah.
Number nine is Blake Lively versus a Twitter troll. Now, Blake is her own stylist, and she likes to push the envelope a little when it comes to style. Mm-hmm. She's like the white female Russell Westbrook. So Blake posted a photo on social media in a plaid suit with the caption, "Pattern porn."
All right.
Now, what y'all think of the outfit, though?
She's so fly. She looks amazing.
Yes,
amazing.
Honey. Yeah, well, Twitter troll wasn't having it at all. And, you know, they propped their two cents in there and they commented with, "I say this with so much love and respect for you, babe. Please hire a stylist or fire the one you are currently with." So Blake came through with clap back.
Uh-oh.
And said, "Thank you for the tip, sir. Alas, I've tried to fire Blake Lively so many times, but that bitch just keeps coming back. She won't leave me alone."
Yeah.
Shots fired.
Clap back.
And it's cool when you can turn the gun on yourself and still kill the person you was aiming at.
Yes.
So shortly after her clapback, she posted another photo in the plaid suit with the caption, "Picnic anyone? I'll bring the tablecloth."
And she really working the outfit as she struts. You can really see the cuts in it and how it's made. She's cute. Yeah.
She looks fabulous.
And you know, it costs coins, honey. I'm
you
sure
know that.
Yes.
Nice. Okay.
And you know what? Sometimes, just sometimes, as a celebrity, you have to respond.
I mean, have you ever clapped back at somebody, or like maybe the clap back didn't go as well as you planned? Like for
I try not to clap back, honey, because I don't have time for that. But my thing is, if somebody in my face say something to me about my clothes, I'm like, "Bitch, this costs more than everything in your outfit, in your wardrobe." So, but anyway, would you say it again?
I try not to clap back,
yeah.
Right?
But I can understand this one. It was a harmless one, and it was kind of one that's like, "Yo, you guys, like, Come on, it's not that deep. Let me live.
Yeah.
Can I
like,
live?
I can wear what I want to wear. People be like, Brat, oh, when are you going to change your style? Bitch, never. I'm going to be Brat to the day I die, and I'm going to do whatever I want to do and wear whatever I want to wear. You don't like my hair? Don't look at it.
I'm why? Glad you answered it because I was always wondering, but do it.
What was you wondering? When I feel like changing, I will, as I have in the past, okay? Until then... Well, y'all, after the break, people can do what they want with their bodies. That's right. Find out how Julia Roberts didn't intend this hairy moment. Come right back. Dish Nation.
We already know you love Dish Nation, so check out our podcast partners. Laughs Uncut brings you America's funniest stand-up comedians. Top 30 breaks down today's top 30 stories in 30 fast-paced minutes. And Divorce Court takes you into real-life courtroom battles to experience relationship drama firsthand. Find, listen, and subscribe. Now back to the show.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, y'all.
What's up?
Hello.
Well, this is shocking. During a recent interview, Kendall Jenner revealed that she didn't have as many friends as her younger sister, Kylie, growing up.
Poor thing.
And Kendall claimed that she was unpopular and struggled with the idea of never attracting her own group of friends. She said, I remember there was a time when I was in middle school, even high school a little bit, when I didn't have that many friends. I was sitting in my room a lot of days just crying because Kylie had so many friends and I didn't know what to do, and it's going to make me emotional right now.
Oh, are you serious?
These are champagne problems.
Okay.
A typical teenage problem. Everyone goes through this.
Yeah, but no, they didn't have that many black friends yet or black neighbors yet. But once they start giving the rappers, honey, they got black friends, honey. So I can assure you.
I don't think there was a color on the friends.
No, well, they didn't have, they weren't into them yet because their daddy was still with them.
But they were white people. Why'd it have to be a black white?
Well, right, she got more friends now because they got black friends because they sleep with rappers, honey. All y'all rappers hate.
Kendall don't mind. Sleep with Gary.
Well, she was with A$AP Rocky.
She sure was, right? And I think he's black to my knowledge.
That was the thing, right? She was with A$AP Rocky,
black.
Right?
Okay. She also dates white men.
No,
she's equal
not
opportunity.
Anymore.
What about you, like, between you and your sister?
Well, she was older in Chicago. She was modeling at every fashion show. She was beautiful. Child, I used to feel like the ugly duckling. I would walk with my head down.
No.
I didn't start talking until I was, like, in my teens. I would cover my mouth when I smiled. Like, my sister used to be like, open your mouth. No, talk, say something.
But then when you finally opened your mouth, what you say?
I start rapping.
Right.
Really?
All of that's why you be rapping so fast.
Yeah.
All the stuff that I was feeling
came out. My sister was like, why are you cussing so much? I said, bitch, I've been wanting to say this my life.
To you.
Well, y'all, this one right here is pretty interesting. Julia Roberts recently dished about what really went down almost 20 years ago in 1999 when she caused a media frenzy and stepped out at the London premiere of Notting Hill, and fans noticed that she had unshaven armpits.
Whoa.
Ew. The visible underarm hair had people wondering if she was trying to make a statement about feminism.
Was the moon full that day?
Like, those are thick. Yeah. Okay, werewolf in London. Well, she now revealed that it was an actual accident. She said, I just hadn't really calculated my sleeve length and the waving and how those two things would go together and reveal personal things about me. So it wasn't so much a statement, as it's just part of the statement I make as a human on the planet for myself.
If uptown is heavily wooded like that, just imagine what downtown looked like.
Oh!
Well, I have a confession. I actually tried to go, like, natural in college, hence the fact that my daughter's name is Marley. So I tried to do, like, locks. I didn't shave anything, nothing. Mm. And my underarms, I've had that moment, and it's not cute.
And how long did you let it rock?
Until my deodorant stopped working.
After the break, find out how this woman is making over $100,000 a year for just selling her socks and shoes. Be right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey.
Now, there's a foot fetish model for the UK who revealed that she earns over $100,000 a year selling used socks and shoes.
Oh. Excuse me?
Somebody complimented her on the beauty of her feet, and the model realized that she could break her way into the foot fetish industry, which is like kind of like a huge industry.
Really?
There's a lot of people who just like women's feet.
The foot fetish thing is cool, but I don't get the shoes and socks.
It's been on the feet. People want to smell it. There's a lot of weirdos out there.
No.
So she explained she set up an Instagram page to see how true
grew the interest in her feet was, and after reaching over 10,000 followers in a month, she decided to sell her unwashed socks and shoes for money. She started racking up over $8,000 a month.
I don't want my own old socks. Like, I don't want to put on my socks from yesterday. I definitely don't want to put on someone else's socks that have been flown to me from the UK.
That are not washed.
Well, whose feet you think could get the most money out of everybody in here?
Miss Brad.
Who got the sexiest
feet? Brad. No. Brad.
I don't even think you have feet. Mm-mm. I've never seen your feet.
I don't show them. I hate feet.
Like, I know, but that's why I bet yours are soft.
Not like, oh, I sleep in socks with Vaseline. They're very soft.
What if there was a fire or an emergency and you have Vaseline on your feet and you had to run?
With socks on.
You had to run.
You would leave a trail of fire.
My mom always tell me to put socks and Vaseline on, but...
You didn't listen, did you?
No, I don't.
Because your feet look like mulch. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.